Located 25 miles southeast of Richmond, the school is situated on just over 1,300 acres within a national wildlife refuge.
James River Association has been working in partnership with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service for about 6 years now on the concept of the James River Ecology School.
Bill Street, Executive Director of the Association.
Fish and Wildlife Service owning Presqu'île National Wildlife Refuge, which is a 1,300-acre island in the James River, a beautiful piece of property that has wonderful wetlands and swamps and marshes for exploring and great tidal creeks to view nature from canoes, great upland areas to watch wildlife. This wonderful asset that we wanted to be able to use as a platform to introduce the youth of the region to the James River, because they truly are going to be the stewards of the future for this great river that we like to call America's Founding River.
He explained that the funding effort for the Ecology School began in 2010.
The James River Association embarked on what we call our Wet Feet campaign to get kids' feet wet and also ask donors to jump in and get their feet wet. And we raised a little over $1 million to build the facilities that really enable this great program to come to life.
Conservation education, Street said, is critical to the life of the James River, and
we're coming to understand more and more important for the health of our youth, to get them outside, to get them exploring. This generation of children today are growing up inside, playing with technologies, very structured programs after school, and more homework than we've had in the past. So a lot of things that sort of prevent them from getting outside and just using their creativity and exploration outdoors, which really leads to a healthy lifestyle for the children, as well as creating that personal connection to nature and to the James River. So those are all the goals that we're trying to address.
The Ecology School facilities include
a 40-foot pontoon boat that can accommodate 36 passengers, so we can take a full class with the teachers and chaperones, and not only transport them to the island, but also use it as a teaching platform on the river and bring up the river's light so that children can see all that is below in the river and really understand and appreciate that wildlife.
A 500-foot boardwalk takes students into the heart of the wetlands,
so that those areas are much more accessible and great learning opportunities. And then two buildings. One is the renovated Ranger House that we call the Mennonette Discovery Center. And that has lab space and meeting areas, a full kitchen and dining hall for overnight trips, and then staff quarters for our educators. And then we've also built a bunkhouse that can accommodate the full group of 36. There's lots of environmental design features that were incorporated and lots of ways for the participants to learn from the buildings themselves about their natural surroundings and how we can live more sustainably so that we can have a thriving environment and river, as well as a thriving society and economy going forward.
Learn more about the Ecology School online at jamesriverassociation.org. John Ogle, WCVE News.